The marks of a work of the true spirit. 1 John 4:1. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. In the apostolic age, there was the greatest outpouring of the Spirit of God that ever was. Both as to his extraordinary influences and gifts, and his ordinary operations, in convincing, converting, enlightening, and sanctifying the souls of men. But as the influences of the true Spirit abounded, so counterfeits did also abound. The devil was abundant in mimicking both the ordinary and extraordinary influences of the Spirit of God, as is manifest by innumerable passages of the Apostles' writings. This made it very necessary that the Church of Christ should be furnished with some certain rules, distinguishing and clear marks, by which she might proceed safely in judging of the true from the false without danger of being imposed upon. The giving of such rules is the plain design of this chapter, where we have this matter more expressly and fully treated of than anywhere else in the Bible. The Apostle, of set purpose, undertakes to supply the Church of God with such marks of the true Spirit as may be plain and safe, and well accommodated to use and practice. And that the subject might be clearly and sufficiently handled, he insists upon it throughout the chapter, which makes it wonderful that what is here said is no more taken notice of in this extraordinary day, when there is such an uncommon and extensive operation on the minds of people, such a variety of opinions concerning it, and so much talk about the work of the Spirit. The Apostle's discourse on this subject is introduced by an occasional mention of the indwelling of the Spirit, as the sure evidence of an interest in Christ. And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us, by the Spirit which he hath given us. Whence we may infer, that the design of the Apostle is not only to give marks whereby to distinguish the true Spirit from the false, in his extraordinary gifts of prophecy and miracles, but also in his ordinary influences on the minds of his people, in order to their union to Christ, and being built up in him. Which is also manifest from the marks themselves that are given, which we shall hereafter notice. The words of the text are an introduction to this discourse of the distinguishing signs of the true and false spirit. Before the Apostle proceeds to lay down these signs, he exhorteth Christians, first, against an over-credulousness, and a forwardness to admit every specious appearance as the work of a true spirit. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God. And, second, he shows that there were many counterfeits, because many false prophets were gone out into the world. These did not only pretend to have the Spirit of God in his extraordinary gifts of inspiration, but also to be the great friends and favorites of heaven, to be eminently holy persons, and to have much of the ordinary saving, sanctifying influences of the Spirit of God on their hearts. Hence we are to look upon these words as a direction to examine and try their pretenses to the Spirit of God, in both these respects. My design therefore at this time is to show what are the true, certain, and distinguishing evidences of a work of the Spirit of God, by which we may safely proceed in judging of any operation we find in ourselves, or see in others. And here I would observe, that we are to take the Scriptures as our guide in such cases. This is the great and standing rule which God has given to His Church, in order to guide them in things relating to the great concerns of their souls. And it is an infallible and sufficient rule. There are undoubtedly sufficient marks given to guide the Church of God in this great affair of judging of spirits, without which it would lie open to woeful delusion, and would be remedilessly exposed to be imposed on and devoured by its enemies. And we need not be afraid to trust these rules. Doubtless that Spirit who indicted the Scriptures knew how to give us good rules, by which to distinguish his operations from all that is falsely pretended to be from him. And this, as I observed before, the Spirit of God has here done of set purpose, and done it more particularly and fully than anywhere else, so that in my present discourse I shall go nowhere else for rules or marks for the trial of spirits, but shall confine myself to those that I find in this chapter. But before I proceed particularly to speak to these, I would prepare my way by, first, observing negatively, in some instances, what are not signs or evidences of a work of the Spirit of God.